Hello friends, we are ending off with our two-part series, The Fruit of the Spirit, and I trust that you've been encouraged just as I have been encouraged by it. And so, I want to ask you the question, what's been your takeaway? So beginning off, we shared on that all fruit is born out of our relationship with God, that it's the overflow of intimacy. And so in John 15 verse 5 it writes, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And so if we desire to bear fruit, step one is intimacy. And so what do we do next? Continue to be intimate. It writes there that apart from him, we can do nothing, i.e., we cannot bear any fruit. And so then we went on to share on the different fruits, on the fruit of love, on the fruit of joy and of peace, of faithfulness, etc. And so to conclude, I'll be ending off with God's vision for each one of us as children of God, and that is a fruitful harvest. And so this dream is found in Mark 4 verse 32. It writes, yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. And so God's dreams for you is that we would be fruitful believers, is that we would have a fruitful harvest. And so when we walk in the aisles, that people would see joy all over our faces. That when we interact in conversation, that people would experience his love in and through it. That when we're going through tough times, that people would see peace all over us. And the fruit goes on. And so God's heart and his dream for you is that you would be a fruitful believer. And so in John 15 verse 8 it writes, when you bear or produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove to be followers of mine. And so at the end of the day, the goal is that God would be glorified. And how he's glorified is through us bearing much fruit and so proving and so showing to be his disciples. And so therefore, let's make it our dream to see God's dream come to pass. And so in Romans 8 verse 29 it writes, for he knew all about us before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his son. This means the son is the oldest among a vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like him. And so my encouragement to you today is to go out and share Jesus with the world, to go out and fulfill his dreams. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.